afternoon.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Good morning. Good Friday morning at that, too. I love just saying good Friday morning. It means the weekend's coming. And talk about a whole lot of shopping going on. We've got Java Jump going on here tomorrow from 10 until 2. So get out and shop local and take advantage of all that. Plus, we've got the live Wheeler Dealer Auction tomorrow from 9 until noon here at KBMW, where yours truly will be statewide along with our other i3G media stations. So tune in tomorrow. We've got a lot of great items. You can go and bid on them right now. Go to KBMWnews.com. Click on the Wheeler Dealer tab. All of those items start at half price, so you can't beat that. All right, we've got everything from cars to, well, you name it. Again, that's on our Wheeler Dealer tab at KBMWnews.com. I'm rambling here, and I got Brianna Koval in studio, so I should probably just shut up and let you talk.
I don't know how to respond to that. I was enjoying hearing what you have on the auction because I haven't looked yet.
Well, you got to go look.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good stuff. Got cars. We've got certificates for everything.
Right. Absolutely.
And half price.
For now.
For now.
For now.
Yeah, until the bidding gets... Well, the bidding's been going on since Wednesday.
You know how those people sneak in and snipe it at the end, though.
Well, it's our sniper deal, which is a lot of fun, and you can get in on that, too. We got sniper and we got proxy bidding going on, so...
Oh, geez.
Yeah, go check it out.
Okay, I'll look at it.
You better look at it. I'm counting on you now. Hey, I'll tell you what, weather's cooling down.
It is.
Nice to sleep with the windows open and very little humidity, if any.
Right. It's getting so nice out.
But everybody cranking up their furnaces, their heaters, their baseboard stuff, and you got something to say about that.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing. No, it's great that it's finally cooling off because we're moving into harvest, and that's what we need is for things to cool off, which is great. We've all had our air conditioners on since May. I mean, yeah. I got my electric bill notice today in my email, and I said, holy buckets, what happened? And I'm looking through, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess, you know, it's been 80 degrees up until last week, so of course my electric bill would be high. But moving beyond that, we're looking at turning our heat on soon.
Mm-hmm.
Because
very, very soon.
Right, exactly. It's in the 40s at night. I think we even have a night in the forecast where it's going to be in the upper 30s.
Yeah.
So some people are looking at turning their heat on. What do we do to prepare for that? Well, you've had your drapes hanging down over those heat registers for 6 months.
That's right.
So let's remember that we need to clear away any sort of combustible material from your heat source location. So if you have baseboard heaters or baseboard boiler heaters or anything like that, make sure that the drapes are pulled away from that you don't have any furniture or anything within 12 inches of that space to make sure it won't combust. Make sure that you're cleaning those registers out, especially if you have pets. Everybody knows what it smells like when you turn those baseboards on.
Right.
You have electric heat when you turn them on for the first time, and it's disgusting. All the dust that's burning off in there, all of the pet hair, all the human hair, it's not good.
I was going to ask you that. Like dust bunnies, can they be trouble? I mean, can they ignite, and can they be like a little weird in the baseboard?
Well, you know how you get that smoky smell?
Yeah.
That's all that dust burning off. So in theory, if you have enough of it, it could be combustible.
Okay, got it.
So making sure that you have all of that stuff cleaned out. It doesn't take long. Take a damp rag, wipe it down, use your vacuum, suck out those areas to get all the dirt and hair and dust and all of that out of there.
Yeah.
Then it's not going to smoke and stink and combust. So that's great. Also, if you need to have your furnace inspected, now is going to be the time to do it before you need to get it kicked on.
Yeah.
Change your filters out. And if you didn't fill your propane tank at the end of the season like I did, because who fills it in May? Nobody.
Nobody.
Right. Well, now we're moving into the fall. Maybe think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Check the gauge on that propane tank to make sure that you have some moving into the season, or get it scheduled to get filled so you don't end up in that weird situation where you don't have any propane to
heat
your house.
Right. The first cold week, you're going, why didn't I think of this earlier?
Absolutely. And then checking your CO2 monitors just to make sure they still work. Hit that button on there to give it a test. Change the batteries in it, or buy one if you don't have one, because that's a huge deal. If you have natural gas heat, make sure that those monitors are working.
Right.
Especially when you first kick your system on. That's really your big time, where if you had an issue, that you ignored, or it wasn't so much of an issue in the spring when you shut everything down, it could be a bigger issue now, or an issue could have developed during the last 6 months when you didn't have your system turned on. So making sure that you have those detectors, and while you're at it, check your smoke alarms too.
I was going to ask you that. So how often in the course of a year should we be checking our smoke alarms?
You should be hitting the button on there monthly to do a monthly test on it, okay, to make sure it's still good. Mm-hmm. Most people are swapping the batteries out when they start to beep at them, indicating that the battery is low. But testing those and switching the batteries at least 1 to 2 times a year is really what you need to make sure that they're still working properly. Now, the lifespan of a smoke alarm or a CO2 is going to be 7 to 10 years. The sensors on
really
there,
that long?
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
I know. So you can buy one and you're good for almost a decade.
Mm-hmm.
The sensors on those, they kind of gum up after a while, and they do the opposite of what you think they would do. They become a little more sensitive, but it's not sensitive in the way that you would think, where they're going to go off sometimes when you don't want them to and when they're not detecting. So it just, they get weird. Switch it out. If you have no idea how old that smoke alarm is, it's time to get a new one.
I used to have one that would go off every time I turned on the oven. I mean, my oven was clean. There's not like stuff burning or any smoke, but just the heat would screw up this messed up sensor, and then the thing would go off, and I think I just finally swapped it out and got a new one.
Right, and then you stopped having that problem, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Because the sensors, they just get weird after a little while. So if it's older than 7 to 10 years, it's time to pitch it. If you have no idea how old it is, it's also time to pitch it. And they're really not that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can get a decent smoke alarm for $10.
Oh, yeah. So they're exactly. really reasonably priced now.
Yep. Yeah. CO2 detectors, they're going to be a little bit more expensive. But, you know, they're so great.
But worth it if they save your life.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're
most
so
definitely.
Great because it's your first line of defense, especially at night. And then making sure that you have CO2 alarms on multiple levels. Make sure you have one in your basement because that's going to sink first and your basement's going to be full of gas long before you know about it.
Yeah.
If your bedrooms are upstairs and that happens at night. So
be safe.
Yeah, exactly. Just check all of that stuff before you turn your heat on.
As we're heating up here. Okay, now we got the business out of the way. How are the Scouts doing? How are the popcorn sales doing?
Oh, my gosh. So as a pack, we have sold almost $20,000 worth of popcorn.
Get out of here.
That's huge.
20K.
Yep, our goal is 25. So we're getting there. We have about a month left. So if you see those Scouts out, please support them.
Yeah.
Because they're still pushing their popcorn for another few weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, $20,000 we're closing in on. So that's huge.
I haven't talked to you since Headwaters Day. How did that go?
You know, it went really well.
Good.
I thought that was probably the best Headwaters Day I've ever been to.
Awesome.
There was huge crowds down there. Lots of fun. The music was great. It looked like the kids enjoyed the rock wall. And there was that bouncy house. Lots of different vendors. So
and people
it was
bought
really
popcorn.
They did. They bought a substantial amount of popcorn that day, so that was great, too.
Well, it's the Scouts, so you got to do that.
Right? Yeah, support those little leaders. That's what we need to call them. They're little leaders.
They are, and they're our future. And I saw a pamphlet come through, too, that the Scouts have something coming up here in October.
We do.
We can talk a little bit. You can talk about it right now if you want. We got a couple minutes.
Is it the first? Is that what Saturday is?
I'll have to go back and look because I just got it in like last week, but it's going to be.
I won't be at that event. So in my brain, I'm like, oh, shoot. I want to say it's on the first. That's that first Saturday in October. We have our fishing derby down at Kidder, where if you have a K-5 student who's interested in Scouts, go on down there and see what it's about.
Okay.
We'll give you some information on if you'd like to join Scouts. We're going to do some fishing while we're down there. And if you join Scouts this year, you get a free fishing pole.
Really?
I know.
Well, that's
Isn't
good
that
incentive.
Great?
That's really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's on October 1st. You're going to see a few signs around town, and your kids will probably come home with a flyer if they go to one of the local schools around here. So, yeah, if you're interested in Scouts, come on down there and get some information that day.
I love that. Brianna, always great to have you in here.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the weekend.
Yes,
it's going to be kind of windy, but it's going to be all right.
Well, I've got to close up that camper. So.
Oh, no.
I know. It's better when the weather's not so great when we do that because then you're not so sad about it.
You're right. Because if it's beautiful, it's like, I hate this.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, stop back next Friday if you can.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk then. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Ah!
And you can too with Bill Dablow. Mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
She left without leaving a number. said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up.